Okay, Rabos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kiddushin daf Lamed Tes. We have some Orla and Kilayim and Chadar stuff to finish up. And then we have, Baruch Hashem, some Agadata, some very apropos Agadata for Yom Narayim, for Erev, what is it? Erev, Yom Kippur, something like that. Anyway, we're here on Lamed Chesam Beis, about two-thirds of the way up, or I guess one-third of the way up. Stopped a little early yesterday, but this stuff goes on to Amud Aleph, so just kind of chop the obvious place to pause. But either way, we're talking about, if you remember, we're talking about Chodesh, we're talking about Kilayim, we're talking about Orla, whether they apply in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz, etc. So Tan Hazin, we're learning the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Orla that the three halachas we're dealing with are Chodesh Aser min haTorah b'chol makom. The Chodesh is Aser midaraisa everywhere, right? That applies, again, midaraisa in Chutz La'aretz as well. Orla is a halacha, and obviously we have to figure out what that means. The kilayim midivrei sofrim, and kilayim, right, is midirabanan. Now, again, in Chutz La'aretz. Now, the question is, what does that mean? My halacha. What do you mean halacha? Again, you know, I think before we should probably just to redefine those three terms before we go weiter. Chadash again is the first produce that's grown in a certain year is mutar only after bringing the Korban Omer on the second day of Pesach. Orla, the first 3 years of a fruit of a tree's life, the fruit are aser, and kilayim is you combine two different types of items, right, in different kilayim. There's vineyards and kilayakarim, kilayim with interbreeding, there's grafting, there's, right, different types of breeding, different types of species. Okay, so again, we said Chadash is also midaraisa everywhere. Orla is a halacha, which is obviously very vague. That's what the Gemara asks. My halacha, what do you mean halacha, right? Girls ask me all the time. Is this halacha, like, I don't know what you mean. Do you mean it's midaraisa, midarabanan, a minug? Like, what do you ask? Is Shulchan Aruch say it? Is it a baba maisa? Like, what do you, like, there's so many options, right? Is it a superstition? Like, what exactly are you asking? So that's the Gemara wants to know. My halacha, what do you mean that orla is a halacha? So the Amar Rabbi, the two possibilities that are widely different, and we'll see in a second, that there's a big nafkamina, right? Amar Rabbi, the Amar Shmuel, hilchos medina. What it means is it's just a halacha in the medina. Like, it doesn't mean dina de malchus adina. It means it's a halacha, it's a minug that's been accepted by Am Yisrael, right, in Chutz La'aretz, right, to keep Orla. Ula says, though, no, Ula, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? Ula says, no, it's a halacha. Halacha means halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And that means it's Deoraisa, right? That's obviously a big difference, right? Because you can have a suffik, right, a suffik Deoraisa l'chumra, right, by suffik Derabanan, right, is the Kula, is Marmeko. So immediately, Ula asks Rabbi Yehuda, I don't understand. Amarle Ula the Rabbi Yehuda, Pishlam le didi, right? According to me, that means halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, right? I'm telling you that halacha means it's halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. Hainu d'shani lan bein safik orla l'safik kilayim. That's why there's a difference, as you'll see in a second, in the following Mishnah, between safik orla and safik kilayim. Right? Just to go back to this for a second, from what we quoted before, where we said orla is halacha, and kilayim is divrei sofrim. So if halacha means midrabanan, so therefore orla is derabanan and kilayim is derabanan, you'd expect the halachas to be the same. If halacha means halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, i.e. it's daraisa, so you'd expect there to be a big difference in halacha between orla and kelaim, because orla is midaraisa and kelaim is midarabanan. So that's what Ula is saying. Ula is saying there, you see that exact difference, right, in the Mishnah. Because we said the time the Mishnah says, safek orla be'aretz aser, right, if you have safek orla in Eretz Yisrael, right, that's daraisa, that's the chumra. Basuria, Surya is, as Rashi quotes over here, where David conquered the lands near Syria, and it has some halachos of Eretz Yisrael. It's treated like Eretz Yisrael for some things, not like Eretz Yisrael for many things. It's not officially Eretz Yisrael, because as Rashi points out here, it was a kibush yachid, it was only a conquering of a single person, as opposed to a kibush by the nation, which would give it the status of Eretz Yisrael. That's why, for those who want to say, even though I'm not sure how we passing like this, but those who want to say that, let's say, for example, Eilat is quote-unquote Eretz Yisrael, why would they say that? Because it's clearly beyond the borders given in the Chumash. So the only way to say that is that if you consider the conquering of the state of Israel, of the Jewish people, to be considered to be a conquering, because it's a kibush rabim. I don't really think we say that, but the halacha, but that was the only, that's where you would maybe think to say that Eilat is part of quote-unquote halachic Eretz Yisrael, only because, you know, because the Jews as a whole, quote unquote, conquered it. Again, I don't think that's halakha l'maisa. I could be wrong. I don't think that's halakha l'maisa. But either way, so that's what we're saying about Syria. That's David conquered it, but it's not really Eretz Yisrael. Right? So sometimes we consider it like Eretz Yisrael, but it's not really Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's mutter, right? Again, the Suffolk orla is mutter, and b'chutz la'aretz, and you know, even further out, let's say, you know, in England or whatever. So then you're v'lokeach v'vashalei you're under locate. Right, outside of that, so that you can go down to the field, right, of a goy that has orla, right, and buy fruit from him, even though, right, meaning you can basically go to the field where the guy's selling orla right outside his field, right, even though if you didn't see him take the orla fruit, meaning if he has a bunch of apples in front of you and he has a bunch of trees and you know that a couple of them are 2 years old. But it's a suffix. For you don't know if the fruit is orless, therefore it's a suffix, therefore you can even go, right, and buy it as long as you didn't see the goy. Take the fruit, and you don't. Meaning, if it's a suffix for you to buy it, and then you can. Then it's mother. Vili gabi kilayim. But the problem with that, basically, the Mishnah says about kilayim that the halachos are different. That kerem hanetua. If you have a vineyard that is planted a netua yerek v'yerek nimchar chutzalo, you have a vineyard and you have vegetables planted right, in the vineyard. Right, that's kilayim kerem. Right, kilayim that's kilayim kerem. And then they're selling these vegetables right outside. So, ba'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael, it's Osir, because again, that's Daraisa, so Sofer Chumrah. But Surya Motor, and Surya is Motor. And B'chutz La'aretz, Yorid V'loket, B'vashal Yilkot Biad, right? You can even have the guy go pick it, right? I mean, as long as the Jew doesn't pick it, right, himself. Meaning, Chazal were not gozer on that, meaning that they only were gozer. Meaning actually doing it, outgoing and buying and planting kilayim, etc., but not to buy that type of stuff. So again, we're saying that outside Eretz Yisrael, right, kilayim is more meko, right? Kilayim is more meko. And chutz la'aretz, right? Again, we said that what was the difference? That the orla, right? You can go and buy it from the goy as long as you don't see him do it. And then we said by kilayim, right? As long as you don't pick it yourself, but if you know the goy picked it, that's fine. Meaning, so suffolk is apparently going to be mutter, right? So you see a difference between kilayim and orla. So that makes sense according to ula that says the kilayim and orla are different. That orla is more machmir and kilayim is more meko. El didcha, right, but according to you, he says that again. The orla is outside chutz Eretz Yisrael is midrabanan. So nisni ozev zev yored velokate. Ozev zev yored velokate. Velokeach ozev zev yored velokate. Right. Regardless, right. It's both of them should have the same halacha. Either right, suffik orla and suffik kilayim. You could be able to go down and buy from the guy, or you should be able to go down right and pick it. And have the guy pick it for you. Again, why would you make a difference between picking, right, and buying, right, which we did, right, in the Mishnah, versus Orla and Kilayim? So the Gemara said, meaning, it's, and that would, meaning implying that Orla would be more machmir than Kilayim. So Amar Shmuel Shmuel Rav Anan, right? Yes. So the Gemara says, "Einachinami," that Shmuel actually told Rav Anan that that's how he should write, say over the Mishnah. Tani Zev Zezer Yored Velokeach, or Zev Zezer Yored Velokeach. Regardless of whatever Gzera you want to come with, right? Whether you want to say that you can only go and buy it from a guy, right? Even though the guy, again, just to clarify, what is the difference between those two places? I'm not sure I said it over well. Lokeach means that you can go and buy it from the guy, even though the guy is going to literally give you suffix stuff. Locate means you can definitely go, right? You can definitely go. Forget vade. It could be vade kilayim, and you can still buy it. Right? I mean, by the first case, by orla, which we suggest in the Mishnah, is that with lokeach, it means that you can have the guy put you in a situation of suffix. He can bring you suffix stuff, and then suffix drop on the kula. By kilayim, in the second part of the Mishnah, where we said locate, meant that you can actually have the guy go pick it, right? And even though there's no suffix whatsoever. So again, so that orla is being more machmir than kilayim. So Ravana, Shmuel said to Ravana, yeah, inachinami, that whatever chum you want to come with, right, whichever one you want, you should say that orla and kilayim have the same halacha. So that would work. I mean, that once you're telling me that those are the same halachos, so that's Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Yehuda. Yeah, Rav Yehuda. Amar Shmuel, right? That saying that those should have the same halachos. Both of them are midir rabbanan. Okay, fine. And sure enough, we see similarly. Mar brei de rabbana masne de kula. I have zev zev yored velokate. And sure enough, right, mar barabana taught that they can be meko, right? In both cases of kilayim and orla, right, you can go down and velocate, and he can pick it, right? I mean, the guy can pick it, as long as the Jew doesn't do it, the guy does it, as long as the guy picks it and gives it to you, even though you know it's Vaday, let's say Orla, so then that's totally fine. I'm Le Levi Lishmuel. Arioch, right? Levi called Shmuel Arioch, which is a language of Melech or lion or you know, giving him kavod. He said, Sapik Levi Anayecho, give me a suffix, right, and I will eat it. Meaning, put me into position of suffix. Like we said, by the goy picking this produce, right? Give me stuff that's a suffix. Don't tell me whether it's orla or not. If it's a suffix, I can still eat it. Mutter mid rabbanon. Again, along the same lines of what we've been talking about, it's mutter because the suffix in chutz laretz, right, is mutter. Rav Avia, Rav Bar Yochanan, Mizavku, Sfugi Ladodi, they would create some sort of suffix, right, for each other, whether they would orla, or they would give them orla. It's a suffix orla, so both of them would be able to eat it because they weren't sure. Very interesting whether you can do that, lahalacha in other areas, but okay, I'm not sure. I'm just suggesting how this plays out other places. Amre, they said, Amre Harifi de Pumbedisa, right? The smart Tamil Chacham, the sharp Tamil Chacham in Pumbedisa, they said, Ain orla b'chutz laretz, there is no iser, right, of orla whatsoever, right? Forget Din Derabanan, halacha mashrasina, there's no orla whatsoever. Shalachan of Yehuda, the commander of Yochanan, or Yehuda sent to Rabbi Yochanan, and he told them, right, that's what's going on. So Shalachan of Yochanan said back to them, unbelievable, stom sveka, right, hide any suffik orla, abed vada, destroy definite orla, in chutz laretz, v'achrezal perazim, shetun and gniza, and tell everybody that any orla fruit has to be, right, gonos, we know gniza, we know, that's like, we put in Seamus, right, Geniza, but what it means is to put it away, right? Put away, get rid of it. Any orla fruit, v'chol omer in orla b'chutz laretz lo yehelo nin v'nechad mish mashlich chevel begoral b'kal Hashem. Very harif lashon, right? Rabbi Yochanan was very against this. He said anybody who says there's no orla b'chutz laretz, right, should not have any grandkids, right, coming into Am Yisrael. Well, very intense. It's based on a pasuk. Based on a pasuk in Micha. So Gemara says, "Venu kaman savrua." Okay, whoa, that's intense. Meaning, if Rabbi Yochanan was very positive, right, very intense, very serious about this halacha, so what were they thinking? Right, you would think, right, they said there's no din of orla b'chutz laretz. Right, so if Rabbi Yochanan was very against this, so where did they get their shita? These harifei de pumpedisa. So kihad tanya, they learned in the following brisa, and they had, as you'll see in a second, pretty good backup. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosi ben Dormaska, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Lazar Agadol. Right, I assume that's Rabbi Lazar ben Hokernes, but okay. Ain orla b'chutz laretz. Right, so again, the Gemara troubles itself. It's interesting to back up all the way. Right, all those rabbanim say, right, to make sure we have the shalshel samasora, to make sure they weren't just making it up, right, that there is no orla, right, in chutz laretz. Lo, is there really no orla in chutz laretz? Hatanan Rabbi Lezer Omer Af Hachadash, right? Our mission said that Rabbi Lezer says Af Hachadash, meaning that even chadash applies in chutz laretz, right? Again, we mentioned, right, orla kilayim, and then he said Af Hachadash, even chadash applies in chutz laretz, implying that orla does apply in chutz laretz. So why would Rabbi Lezer be the one who says that there is no orla outside of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara says, Tani Chadash. No, so you have to say that Rabbi Lezer said Chadash, not Afa Chadash, meaning he didn't mean to add it on to orla in Kilayim. He just meant to say that Chadash applies in chutz laretz, but not orla in Kilayim. Okay, that's who they were basing their Shita on. Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Orla b'chutz laretz halach l'mosh m'sinai. That orla outside chutz laretz, right in there, and chutz laretz is halach l'mosh m'sinai. Amar the Rizir the Rasi, Atanya, the Brisa says, Safik orla ba'aretz aser b'suriyah mutter. And then we say, b'chutz laretz yod v'lokate. Again, he quotes our Mishnah. What do you mean? If you tell me halach l'mosh m'sinai, how can it be meko? Right? In this case of Safik, the Brisa l'chumra, as we said. Eshtomem, kashachada. So he was quiet, he was kind of shocked for a second. So Amar lay, and he said, Emakach, say like this. Nemar sveika mutter vada aser. When you say that, the safek is mutter and vadai is aser. Vadai is aser. How does that help? What it means is that the halacha l'moshe m'sinai said that vadai is aser and safek is mutter. That was the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. That the safek orla chutz laretz is going to be mutter. And the vadai, definite, right, vadai. Orla is going to be awesome. I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Lokin al kilayim dvar Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says that you get malchus for kilayim outside of Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz. I'm Rabbi Lazar. What do you mean? We just learned, Mishnah says that Akilayim is Midrabanim, is Midrabi Sofrim, right? We did that a couple times. Low Kasha, the Gemara says, no, there's a difference between what type of Kilayim it is. Kan b'Klei HaKerem, kan b'Harkavos Ilan. Klei HaKerem, which is vineyard Kilayim, that's only in Eretz Yisrael, and outside Eretz Yisrael is Midrabanim. But Harkavos Ilan, but grafting, so that is going to be awesome either. I said, Shmuel, and this is Shmuel Shita, Damar Shmuel, Eskukos said, Dishmaru, Pazuk says, keep my chukos, chukim shechakakti lochakvar. Right? These are talking about the halachos that I have already given you. What does that mean? Behem techalos arbir kilayim. So techalos is rak kilayim. Right? You can't graft your animals, can't plant your field with kilayim. So ma behem techa baharva, avsodcha. Behar Kava. Just again, when we're talking about these Yisurim, just like by animals, we're talking about breeding, so too by the field, we're talking about grafting, and not necessarily planting one next to the other. The Gemara says, Mabahemtecha noheg bein baretz v'nuchutz la'aretz. Avsadecha noheg bein baretz v'nuchutz la'aretz. And just like you cannot breed certain animals, right, inside Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, that applies all everywhere. So too, right, grafting applies everywhere. I vaksiv sadecha, but doesn't seem to imply your field, i.e., your field in your land in Eretz Yisrael. So Gemara says, no, that's a different drasha. Hum lamute zroim shebechutz laretz. That's to exclude the isra of kilayim of zroim of seeds of planting, right in from chutz laretz. Meaning that's already what's it called? That's for that's Rashi says. With Yisroim, the klei akerem and chutz laretz, right? The klei akerem, right? Planting doesn't mean other types of kilayim. It means klei akerem only applies in Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz. In chutz laretz, it would be midir rabbanan, as you'll see in a second. Rav Chanan v'Rav Anan avushakli v'azli be'orcha. Rav Chanan and Rav Anan were going on a journey. They were walking on the road. Chazua, they saw lahu gavra, some guy, the kazara zroim b'hadei dadi. He was planting different seeds together, right? He was kilayim. Amalei nesi mar nishamte. So Ravanan said, Ravchanan, Ravanan, not sure which one. Okay, either one. One of them said, does Rashi say which one said which? No, okay. At least I don't see it. One of them said to the others, let's put him in chayrim, get him out of here. What is it? Dindar abaran, outside of Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei lo chavrisu. He said, no, it's not, the halachos are not clear to you, meaning that kilayim does not apply, meaning planting seeds does not apply outside Eretz Yisrael. And sure enough, they saw a guy planting barley and wheat in by the grapevine. So he said to him, let's put him in chayrim. So Amalei said back to him, lo tzaharisu. Again, you're not clear, you're not, tzahar is probably lashon of like, it's not bright to you. You don't know the halachos. Meaning, echanami is midir rabbanan. Meaning, kilayim is midir rabbanan outside Eretz Yisrael. But lo kaimel and Rabbi Yoshe. We don't hold. We do hold. Meaning, it's rhetorical. We do hold like Rabbi Yoshe, because the Amar who says achi is rechito sort of a chartzen, but mepolis yad. Right, until he plants all of those types of grains, right, in one throw of the hand, right, that's when you're going to violate the isra. Okay. Rav Yosef Ma'ariv Bizrone Vizora. Rav Yosef would mix different types of seeds and plant them in the same field. Rashi says not in a kerem, not in a vineyard. Amalei Rabbi Varana and Tanan Kilayim Divrei Sofrim. Then we say the Kilayim is Dimi Rabbanan. So Amalei said to him, Lo Kasher, Kam Klei Kerem, Kam Klei Zorim. That's what Rashi said. It's important, right? Kilei Kerem, right? That's Midir Rabbanan. But Kilayim of different seeds, that's not Aser Midir Rabbanan. Outside of Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference between Klei HaKerem, right, vineyard, Kilayim, and, you know, wheat and barley or whatever together, outside of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Klei HaKerem de'Baretz Asur Ba'ana. Because Klei HaKerem in Eretz Yisrael is Asur Ba'ana. So therefore, B'chutz La'aretz Nami Gozer Be'Rabbanan. So Chazal were also Gozer in Chutz La'aretz. But Klei Zeraim, if you're just planting different seeds together, de'Baretz La'asir Ba'ana, it's not Asur Ba'ana. So therefore, B'chutz La'aretz Nami Gozer Be'Rabbanan. So Chazal were not Gozer. And those types of kilayim, it's aser midaraisa, but it's not aser behana. Okay, fine. Hadar Amar Rav Yosef Lav Milzi, Damri, and Rav Yosef said, nah, forget what I just said. The Rav Zara Ginta Debe Rav Mishari Mishari. Because Rav plowed his or planted his vegetable garden, right, in different types of areas, different what's called vegetable patches, right, different patches. He separated his vegetables. Right, my time love mishum eruve eruve. Isn't that because eruve eruve kadaim? It's not mishari mishari eruve eruve. It's not because he kind of was making sure not to put his vegetables with kilayim. So maybe it is also to plant different seeds in Chutz Laaretz together. Right? Obviously, Rav lived in Bavel. So I'm like, Abai said back to him, no. Bishlama, it would have made sense. Yeshmi inan arba ruchos haruga. That if you would tell me that Rav planted right in four corners of, let's say, the field, and one in the middle, so then Shapir, that would make sense that he was doing it for Kilayim. What is that referring to? If you ever learn Mishnah's Kilayim, so the third parak and elsewhere, but Dafka in the third parak, if you look at, because the Masoras HaShas points you there, over there, they have all these charts and all these drawings, right? How you can plant in one field, right, five or more different types of species. So if you look over there, basically the way it suggests, and I think it's the first Mishnah, one of them, is that you can plant in the four corners of the field and then one in like a diamond in the middle so that they don't overlap, if you can imagine almost. Meaning four corners of the field, i.e. and you leave space in the middle, then you plant in a square, but like on an angle, yeah, so it looks like a diamond, right, with a point on each side, so that none of the fields overlap. So if that's what the shape in which Rav was planting in Echanami, that would have been a Kilayim thing. But here it could be that he's just planting them right differently and differently. If he didn't do that shape, maybe it was just nice, right? Mishum Noi, maybe it was just because it looks nice, right? Inami or Mishum Tircha Deshamahi, because he didn't want his workers to get bothered, right? If you planted all the vegetables together and Rav was like, go get me some carrots, so then they had to go looking for all the carrots. But here, if you planted them separately, right, like very logical, like most, you know, farmers and planters, right, do they plant everything so you can find it easily? So it could be that was what he was trying to do. Okay. Now we switch on to Samagalata to end the parak and for Inyana Dioma, very, very relevant. Kol ha'osa mitzvah achas mitivin lo umarichin lo yama v'nochel esa aretz. Anybody who does one mitzvah, even one mitzvah, good is done to him, he has longer life, and he inherits Esa'aretz, the land. That doesn't mean Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Chai Olam Haba means the next world. V'chol she'eno osem mitzvah achas, but a person doesn't do one mitzvah, so then imet even lo, v'im arichin yama, lo yama, v'in nochel Esa'aretz, right? He does not get those things. The Gemara says, one second, one mitzvah, huh? Or minhu, one second, something our Mishnah says, right, this Mishnah is in Peah, right, that we say it every single day, these mitzvahs, right, a person enjoys their fruit in this world, but the real reward is in the next world, and these are them, right, not any mitzvah, right, these are the ones that you enjoy the next world, and this world, right, all those guests, honoring your parents, doing chesed, right, bringing peace to each other, Talmud Torah, Kenegi Kulam, right? Those mitzvahs are the ones where you get all this stuff. What do you mean mitzvah achas? What does that mean in our Mishnah? So Amar Ravu, the Ravu says, Hachikamah, this is what it means. Kolosa mitzvah achas is sera al zuchu yosef. If a person does one mitzvah more than his zuchuyos, meaning that tilts the scale to 51-49, so then if he's a guy's 50-50, right, if he tilts the scales, and then in that case, even though v'doma kamishim is kaim kol torah kula, right, if he does that mitzvah, right, whatever it is, so any mitzvah in the Torah, right, will make it 51-49, and then you get all that good stuff. The Gemara says, m'chad ha'nach afilu b'chad ha'nami. Well, if that's the case in our Mishnah, so what's the case in the last Mishnah we quoted, that, right, the one we say every single day, right? Apparently that implies even if you're not 50-50, i.e. if you do any one of those mitzvahs, keep it up, aim, etc., even if you're a complete Rasha, right, you get all that schar. So how does that make sense? So Rav Shammai, Lomar means, right, Shem Haisa Shkula, right, machras. Then no, that if you were 50-50, right, and you had one of those mitzvos in your bank account, so then you get schus. Then you get schuyos. But if not, right, then you're in trouble. But meaning if you're 50-50, but in a case where you do an extra mitzvah to make that, sure, more mitzvahs than averos, right, then you can do anything to make it 51-49. But if you happen 50-50, so then one of those mitzvahs will determine that the 50-50, right, leans towards the schuyos side. Again, obviously, very difficult to really, you know, certainly Daf Yomi Shir, but very difficult to really truly understand the judgment of Akash Baruch Hu, right? Obviously, we can't cheshbon out, right? In a few minutes, in a few hours, there are, you know, hundreds probably of actions and potential mitzvahs and averos that we're faced with right, every single day. So for us to be like, oh, a person 50-50, right, again, we're talking in generalities. We're not talking, no one can ever really cheshbon out and figure out where they are, right, in the 50-50 scale, right? That's the Rambam writes, right? The Rambam writes that a person should always view himself as if he's 50-50, right? And then his next action will determine whether he's chayav or zakai, whether it's better, well, things will turn out better or worse for him. Just a good way to live your life, right? Just because you never know, right? And you can't cheshbon out, and just, you know, therefore you find yourself always doing good things. Okay, just to keep in mind when we're talking about these types of inyanim. Okay, vayta. Right? If you do one extra mitzvah, more than, right, if you're 50-50, and then you get to 51-49, so then you do, that's good. Metivin lo, then you get all that stuff that we talked about. Or minu, hold on 1 second, what about the following brisa? If you have more zuchuyos, right, than sins. If you have more mitzvahs than sins. So the brisa says something unbelievable. Marin lo, right, it's bad for him. Vidoma kemish sarv is called Torah kulos. As if he destroyed the entire world. He didn't even leave one mitzvah, one letter over. Right? Unbelievable. Right? So just to clarify, what in the world does that mean? Right? So if you look at Rashi, Marian Lo, what is it bad for him? What, just to clarify what we're talking about here. Well, the Gemara will explain, but what are we talking about? If you look at Rashi, just slide over Marian Lo, what does it mean that if a person has more mitzvahs than averos, it's bad for him? Hashem does bad for him? So Rashi says, important line, Belashan Be'olam Hazeh, right, in this world. To cleanse him from his sins, so he should take his full reward, right, in the next world. So again, a person always has to cheshbon out, right? When he sees, unfortunately, people struggling and there's yisurim and there's difficulties, you never know. It's not some hippie, spiritualistic, Hasidic thing to say, the person who's suffering, tzaddik v'ra'lo. The Gemara says beferish that sometimes that person will get his reward in the next world. And therefore, in this world, it'll look like he's suffering tremendously. And maybe he is suffering. Rachman al-Tzlan is suffering tremendously. But again, that's Akash Baruch Hu is just preparing him for the ultimate reward in the next world. And Farish Gemara, it's not some made-up type of thing. Okay, and the flip side, right, says the Gemara, v'chol v'shal v'nosav meruvim v'zchuyosav, a person has more sins than mitzvos, mativin lo, v'doma k'mishikim et kol Torah kula, v'lo chisar ozakas mimena. Things are good for him, and it looks like he's fulfilled the entire Torah, and he's not missing even a single letter of fulfilling the Torah, meaning it looks like he's living it up. And again, that's what Rashi explains, just to read it again. Mativin lo, l'shalom l'schar mitzvosav b'chayav, right, that person who's more averus than mitzvos is getting all his reward in this world, Kadesh the Torah, though, to make sure the next world, right, it's going to not turn out so good for him. But Amar Abaye, and that's meaning, so therefore, how do you resolve that with our Mishnah? So Amar Abaye, it says, Masnisan davdin le yomatav v'yom bish. No, what that means is that armish, not really, a person's going to get good if he does one extra mitzvah. That's what it means, is going to get a good day, right, in the next world. And that's what he means. He's explaining this Mishnah, that they mean the same thing, that the Brisa and the Mishnah mean the same thing. That what is good in the next world, what is good, comma, in the next world, right? But a bad day, v'yom bish, a bad day, right, that's a punishment. Right, for a Russia, right, that he's going to get schus in this world, so that he'll be punished, right, really, truly, he'll get the real, true punishment, right, in the next world. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, that's not necessarily the way. The Mishnah and the Brisa don't necessarily line up. Right, the Hamani, whose Shita is the Brisa, the one we just read? Rabbi Yaakov, it's Rabbi Yaakov's Shita. The Amar Schar Mitzvah Al-Maleka says there is no reward, right, for a mitzvah, right, in this world, right, and therefore, according to Rava, right, our Mishnah, right, says that if a person has more mitzvos than averos, gets schar in this world and the next world. The brisa that says that if a person has more mitzvos than averos, he gets nothing in this world, and it looks like his life is terrible. That's Rabbi Yaakov, who says there's no schar, right, for mitzvah in this world. Titania is one of the brisa. Rabbi Yaakov Omer. Rabbi Yaakov says, "Ein lecha kol mitzvah shekusuv b'Torah shemat schar betzida she'ein tchias hamesin tuliba." Anytime you have a reward, and this is Rabbi Yaakov Shita that is quoted a bunch of places. Anytime you have a reward listed in the Chumash, as the Gemara is going to bring an example, anytime there's a reward, that's not talking about this world. It's talking about the next world. Right? For example, Kivud Avayim, the Ksiv Pazik says famously, L'man Yarichun Yamecha, L'man Yitavlach. You'll have a long life, it'll be good for you. B'shulach HaKein, right? Also famous, right? Ksiv Pazik says, L'man Yitavlach HaLar V'Hachto Yamim. That you can have a long life and it will be, life will be good for you. Curiously, and this is my friend Josh Cantor likes to point out, that there's a third place where the Chumash says, L'man Yarichun Yamecha, that you'll have a long life, It's by having even weights, parshas kisetze. When you have even weights, what basically meaning that you're not cheating in business. When you're honest in business, l'man yirei chun yamecha, is at the end of the parsha. Good trivia if you want to. For some reason, the Gemara doesn't quote this, but okay. It could be because it wants to get into the next discussion, which would make sense. But either way, there's another pasuk that says that. But two examples over here, Shulcha Kain, famous ones, and Kibud of Ein, that the reward is long life, quote unquote. Aresha Amar Lo Aviv, but what about a story? A person said, the father said to him, Alei Labira V'Haveli Gozlos, go up to the top of the roof, right, and bring me these young birds right in a nest. V'Alei Labira V'Shilach Hazayim V'Nasal Zabanim. Right, he went up to the roof, sent away the mother, Shilach Hakein, took the little baby birds, V'Chaziraso Nafal Mace, and on the way down he died. Right, he fell off a ladder, or fell off whatever. We'll see in a second. It's a ladder. And he died. So Hechan Tomis Yomav Shelzeh, Hechan Arichus Yomav Shelzeh. The Gemara asks the obvious question: the question in Emunah Bitachon. Where's the long life? Torah promised you long life. So Ella, no, it must be. Says Rabbi Yaakov, Laman Yitavloch Loolam Shagula Tov, Laman Yochun Yamecha Loolam Shagula Aroch. It's referring to the next world, the world that is fully good, that is fully long, right? Not this world. The Gemara says, okay, but Vidoma Lav Achi. Maybe that's not how. Maybe that's a cute story, but maybe that never happened. How do you prove it from the story? Right, why would that be a proof? So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yaakov Maisa Haya Chaza. It was a Maisa. Rabbi Yaakov saw this. Well, how do you know? Maybe the kid was thinking about Averis. Maybe he was thinking about something inappropriate on the way down. So unfortunately, Kosh Baruch Hu took him. So Gemara says, no, Machshava Ra'ayin and Kosh Baruch Hu Metzarif LaMaisa. This is an important line. Like a lot of Musar Vortlach based on this line. Kosh Baruch Hu does not take a machshava ra lemaisa, does not assume, right, that a bad machshava turns into a maisa. He doesn't keep it, right? Again, if people have inappropriate thoughts, obviously that's not good, but Kosh Baruch Hu does not judge that as if a person has done an aver mamish. I've done one behind the vodak kochavim hava, but there's one exception, and that's avodah zarah. And maybe the hirurim were by avodah zarah, right? The chtiv and the pasuk says, v'lamayn tefos is beis yisrael b'libam. Again, that teaches us even a hirhurim for avodah zarah is aser. So you're not miyachi gamar. So Rabbi Yaakov himself says, no. What it means is, that's exactly the point. Right? Esau gadai tachskar mitzvah b'hai alma, right? Amai lo agin mitzvah zaleh. Well, if you tell me that there's a schar in this world for a mitzvah, why didn't that protect him from the hirhurim, from the inappropriate thoughts about avodah zarah that causes downfall? So apparently there is no schar, there's no reward you get from mitzvahs. I have heard of Amar Rabbi Elazar shluchei mitzvah in nizokin. Right, but what about Rabbi Lazar's shita, that shluchei mitzvah? Again, this is why we say we give shluch mitzvah money. That person who's shluchei mitzvah, someone who's going to do a mitzvah, doesn't get harmed. So the Gemara says, Hassan Bahali Chassan Shining. No, that's when they're going, but not when they're coming back. Right, the guy was coming back from doing the mitzvah. He was going down right after getting the burns. Ah, Rama Rabbi Lazar Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nizokin Loba Hali Chassan Veloba Chasi Rasan. One second, Rabbi Lazar didn't say that. Just he said both. Right, when they're going and when they're coming back, Shluchei Mitzvah don't get hurt. So the Gemara says Sulam Ra'uahu. No, because it was a bad ladder. It was a kind of an eaten away. It wasn't a strong ladder. To kivia hezeka, and that was very common, right? That you could get hurt from that. It was very common that you'd get damaged. And anytime you have a very common, very possibility for damage, right, for getting hurt, right, so we don't rely on a nace being something that goes against the normal order of things. So again, a rickety ladder, is not safe. And to do something that's not safe, just because you're going to do a mitzvah, doesn't mean you can't do something that's not normally safe. The Ketiv, as Pasuk says, V'yomer Shmuel, Eich Eilich V'shama Shul V'argeni. Kosh Baruch Hu says, Shmuel, go anoint David as king. And Shmuel's like, what are you talking about? If I go do that, Shaul will kill me. Now Hashem told him to do that. Right, but Shmuel clearly was implying this principle. Yes, I get it. It's a mitzvah. You told me to do that. But normal course of action is, if there's a king in power and you go to anoint another king, he's going to kill you. So Shmuel was not so happy, right, to go and do that, right, because you're not supposed to rely on an ace. I remember a bunch of years ago, maybe 10 years ago in Eretz Yisrael, there was a story of a Tzala guy who went out on a call on his motorcycle to go help somebody. And Rahman al-Tzlan, it was raining, it was winter, and the motorcycle crashed and he died. And everybody was shook, And people were asking, you know, what are you talking about? Whatever, shluchim mitzvah in nizakin. What do you mean, shluchim mitzvah? People, you know, are going to do a mitzvah. How could they get damage? He's going to help somebody. So again, I'm not the judge and I'm not the dying. I don't know anything. But I do remember that people were pointing to this Gemara that in a chanami, there's a level of, could be, maybe driving in the rain, who knows, maybe he's driving too fast. Are motorcycles, is that considered to be, you know, kviya hezeka, that a motorcycle is normally dangerous? Maybe more normally dangerous in the rain? Okay, whatever, people were pointing to this Gemara, that's all I remember. I'm not chas shalom, I'm not saying good or bad about that tzaddik who went out on the tzolah called Rachman al-Tzlan and had that happen to him. But I remember people were pointing to this Gemara. Okay. Amar of Yosef. Let's do a little more. Amar of Yosef. Rav Yosef says, and just to finish up, let's just get to... Okay. Amar of Yosef. Right. Ilmali darshua acher l'haikra k'rabi Yaakov bar Barte, right? Lo chata. If acher, Elisha ben Avuya was a tremendous tzaddik, right? He was Rabbi Yochanan's, Rabbi. Rabbi Meir's Rabbi, I'm sorry, and he went off. He completely went off the derech. Right, a lot of interesting discussions about what happened to him. The Gemara here is going to point out two possibilities. But so he's called Acher because he's the other. Right, he was Elisha ben Avuya was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, knew everything, but he's Acher because he kind of chucked it. So if when he had interpreted the pasuk just like his grandson, Rabbi Yaakov, right, he would not have sinned. He would not have had any issues. Why? What happened? Ma'acher ma'hi, what happened? So some people say, ki hai gavna chazi. He saw exactly this story. The guy who was doing mitzvot, that he promised him long life, and the guy died, and Acher's like, forget it, I'm out of here. Right, he thought that it was literal. I mean, he understood it to be literal, that you do kibud avim, you do chshulach hakein, you get long life, and this little guy literally died on the way back from those mitzvahs. So had he had this drasha that it means olam haba, not olam hazeh, he wouldn't have gone off. It would have been no steer. So that's one possibility. Igadamri, some people say, no, completely not related to this, but lishna dechutzbit samaturgen chaza. He saw the tongue. I'm not sure how he knew it was the tongue. I'm not sure he knew it was his, but he saw the tongue of Chutzpah Samaturgamon. Chutzpah is one of the Hasari Lugi Malchus, that they cut out his tongue after Ben killed him. The Havagari Le Davar Acher, right, that something else was dragging it, meaning that a pig was dragging it throughout the street. And Amrei said, Pesha Shehefik Margolios Ilachech Afar, right, this mouth that literally spit out jewels of Torah, now is licking the dust, and Nafik Vachata, and he couldn't handle it, and he chucked it. There's more on this Mishnah, but obviously we'll go to Vayter tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.